If you missed last night's Emmy Awards, or you want to relive them, we're here for you. HBO's Game of Thrones and Veep won big last night, named TV's best drama and best comedy series for the second year in a row. But as NPR TV critic Eric Deggans explains, it was also a big night for new faces.
Mr. Robot star Rami Malek looked nearly as confused as his character on the Emmy stage Sunday night. The first-time winner was accepting an award as Best Actor in a TV Drama for playing delusional hacker Elliot Alderson, inspiring this quip in his acceptance speech.
Please tell me you're seeing this, too.
Oh, my God.
Emmy watchers across the country may have thought the same thing, as the award shrugged off their old reputation for honoring the same talents every year. On Sunday, the winner's circle included several new faces like Malik, alongside repeat winners like Game of Thrones and Veep. Veep star Julia Louis-Dreyfus earned her fifth Emmy in a row as Best Actress in a Comedy. She apologized for creating a political satire that, quote, now feels like a sobering documentary, and dedicated her award to a special person.
I'd like to dedicate this to my father, William Louis-Dreyfus, who passed away on Friday. And I'm so glad that he liked me, because his opinion was the one that really mattered. Thank you.
Transparent star Jeffrey Tambor was also a repeat winner, earning his second consecutive award as Best Actor in a Comedy. He used part of his acceptance speech to speak directly to producers, directors, and executives.
Please give transgender talent a chance. Give them auditions. Give them their story. I would not be unhappy were I the last cisgender male to play a female transgender on television.
As debates persist over diversity in Hollywood, there were important wins Sunday for women, non-white people, and LGBTQ people. Still, Alan Yang, who won a comedy writing Emmy with Aziz Ansari for Netflix's Master of None, noted that challenges remain.
There's 17 million Asian Americans in this country, and there's 17 million Italian Americans. They have The Godfather, Goodfellas, Rocky, The Sopranos. We got Long Duck Dog, so we got a long way to go.
Host Jimmy Kimmel was nimble and acerbic, cracking jokes that took on perennial Emmy no-show Maggie Smith, O.J. Simpson, and even Bill Cosby. First, there was a jarring announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, four-time Emmy Award winner, Dr. Bill Cosby.
As the camera showed the shocked faces of some celebrities, the host appeared to deliver the punchline.
He's not really here. I just wanted to see what you guys would do.
There were lots of jokes about politics, with barbs about Donald Trump and a pre-taped bit where Kimmel jumped into an Uber and discovered ex-GOP candidate Jeb Bush was the driver.
You're driving?
Yeah, I'm in between jobs right now. You know you can make $12 an hour driving for Uber?
It all added up to a surprisingly deft program honoring new talents and longtime favorites, an award show worthy of TV's current golden age. I'm Eric Deggans.